It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we trust to bring us the Local Beat is Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're working on a little sleep, but still trying to bring the news.
Hey, the hardest working man in Lorain County right there, Mr. Dave O'Brien, and we are always blessed by his presence here on the morning show with the Local Beat. So, Dave, kind of a theme of what we do here with radio. You and Kevin Martin tackled a massive story regarding radio, more so with the radio communications that some of our public safety departments use, and the Lorain County Commissioners rescinding on a contract that had been made just before the new year regarding a new radio communication system with some of our safety service departments. So what are the details to know with this one? And again, quite a mountain that you and Kevin Martin tackled with this.
Yeah, so this has been a long-running process of first responders in Lorain County trying to get what they say is a more effective radio system than what many of them currently have. And this includes, police, fire departments, EMS workers, and could spill over into other sectors as well. But there are sort of two primary radio systems that are out there for first responders. And the vast majority of the state of Ohio uses what's called the MARCS system, M-A-R-C-S. And that is one that is basically has rolled out pretty much across the most of the rest of the state. I think 70 or 75 counties out of the 88 in Ohio use that particular system. Now, one system that Lorain County firefighters, Lorain County sheriff's deputies, and some of their supporters have been pushing for to replace their current sort of analog or like really early digital radios is what is called the L3 Harris radio system. And now that system is one that they really like using, and they've tested it out and all that kind of stuff. So if everybody remembers, a couple weeks ago, Lorain County Commissioner said we wanted to use ARPA money, American Rescue Plan Act money, to purchase this radio system, provide it to the first responders. It's already rolled out in Avon Lake, Sheffield Lake, in North Ridgeville, and police and fire up there sort of swear by it for the most part. They say it's really great. It works indoors, can potentially work in basements, and if it doesn't work, all it needs is a Wi-Fi signal to bounce off of, and it's great. Commissioners had promised this to Elyria, Lorain, anybody else that wanted to buy in, sheriff's deputies who wanted to buy in on the system, and then all you have to do is pay sort of a monthly fee, and then Cleveland Communications, which won the bid and is providing the system, would basically handle kind of the back end of things, handle tech support and that kind of stuff. Well, on Monday morning, in a 2-1 vote, which was Commissioners Jeff Riddell and David Moore voting to rescind the contract that Commissioners Matt Lundy and Michelle Hung had signed back in December, and Michelle Hung voting not to rescind the contract, and this angered a significant number of Lorain County first responders. So again, the Deputies Association, Fire Chiefs Association, a number of mayors, their supporters, people who really wanted these radios to go through and thought that they were promised. Now, Moore and Riddell have said that they felt that the bid process was not appropriate, was not appropriately done. They wanted it to be a fair and accurate bid process. First responders came back saying that they believe that Moore and Riddell, for whether it's political reasons or whether because somebody gave them money during their campaigns, wanted the MARCS system, which is again pretty much widely used across the state of Ohio, is favored by some folks down in Columbus, and so there are accusations of playing politics, of taking taking money for campaign contributions, that kind of thing. And rest assured, we are digging into all of these allegations. But the firefighters, police officers and deputies, all said, "Look, we want these radios so that we can be heard from corner to corner, indoors, outdoors. Anywhere we need to go in Lorain County, the L3 Harris radio system provides a clear signal. We can talk to dispatch. We can talk to other officers. We can talk to other firefighters. If there's somebody, you know, trapped in a burning building, they can go inside the burning building, and even though there's flames and smoke and heat and all that kind of stuff, the radios still work so that you can talk to even just your fire chief, your fire captain, you know, to police officers, to other first responders outside, outdoors, on that scene. And there have been a number of scenes, and fire chief, Illyria fire chief Joe Pernesti has been sort of one of the fire chiefs at the forefront of this, saying that, he went to a recent fire up in the, you know, sort of the Avon, Sheffield area, the northeast corner of the county, and his firefighters were on scene to help just in case a firefighter or a civilian got in trouble inside that fire, and he could not adequately hear the radio traffic that was being passed around between, you know, sort of the northeast fire departments at that time. It would have been very difficult for him and his crew to be able to respond in the God forbid, a firefighter or a civilian, you know, is trapped or got in trouble. So it's an issue of safety, and the fire chiefs and the deputies are really pushing this as an issue of safety. Moore and Riddell have said that they really just want to make sure that the bid process was done correctly, accurately, within the law, and ethically. So those are the two sides of this issue, and we will be writing some follow-up pieces as the days go on.
Certainly looking forward to you guys following up on this, and I went back and watched some of that commissioner's meeting where Fire Chief Pronesti and some others showed up, and certainly some very powerful words being passed around that room. So we'll certainly see what comes of this and what happens moving forward, and of course you, Kevin, and all the folks over there at the Chronicle, I'm sure, will be all on top of this. Another big story, Dave, to come out from this past week over in North Ridgeville. I know a lot of folks remember from this past November election, they had a couple of big measures fail on the ballot, despite a lot of the community members, you know, saying they wanted these measures in their community. So now I guess we're just going to try again here in 2023. Owen McMillan had the latest on this. What do we need to know, Dave?
Yeah, well, if the voters remember, if our listeners remember, that the schools and the city in North Ridgeville had kind of tag-teamed on a ballot initiative, you know, to expand the schools as well as expand a community center, to build a community center in the city. Now, the schools are going to try again, but Mayor Kevin Corcoran of the city of North Ridgeville said that the city will not move forward with the community center at this time, though it has other plans. And all of this came out at the State of North Ridgeville address that Owen attended and wrote about the other night. And the city and schools basically, you know, said we're gonna try to expand the schools, do some more updates. About to the Superintendent Roxanne Ramsey Casario and Mayor Corcoran gave their presentation to about 130 community members at the academic center. Corcoran sort of touted in growth in the city's residential business sectors, as many people know, and as we've previously reported, North Ridgeville, one of the fastest growing cities in Lorain County. They have been partnering, has been partnering with the schools. And the schools, meanwhile, have been expanding programs, you know, anti-bullying programs, expanding programs for students with disabilities, and are trying to engage, engage voters, engage, you know, parents and teachers and all those stakeholders in the city throughout the next year. And basically, a lot of this was sort of centered around the launching of issues 6 and 28, talking about those issues that wanted to, you know, build new schools, combat overcrowding, and add the new community center. So things are still popping in North Ridgeville. Ramsey Casero said that there's more, they're trying to just, you know, kind of push more programming, and more information about, you know, sort of the new building plans will be coming up in the near future. So that's kind of the state of North Ridgeville as it stands right now, you know, and some more information about the design of new police stations going in on Ranger Way. Construction should be starting this year. Corcoran talked a little bit about that. Much of that discussion can be found on the YouTube pages for both the city and the school district, so you can go there if you want to see the whole thing. But Owen gave it a breakdown in the paper on Tuesday. So yeah, please check that out online at chronicle.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition if you still got a Tuesday's paper hanging around. And you can find out more again on the on the YouTube pages for the city and the school district.
Yeah, Ranger Nation or Ranger Country, whatever you want to call it over there in North Ridgeville. Always booming, always growing, and certainly a need for more school buildings among a number of other things. So, like you said, Dave, you can find more in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Of course, online at ChronicleT.com. You can go to YouTube, check out the channels as well. As again, we're joined this morning by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat. Brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over at the CT working on this week? What can our listeners expect to read in the paper?
Yeah, so we've got some good stuff coming up. Again, any follows on the radios are possible. Some more business that happened at the commissioners meeting on Monday that I am working on, and also Kevin Martin will have should have a story about Northeast Ohio area-wide coordinated agency is developing a regional climate action plan for Northeast Ohio. Could be an interesting bit of news there. And that's something he's working on. Owen will be discussing or writing about, I should say, Avon Lake City Council. Anything else that you wanna find? Some more elections type stuff coming up as well, with a second candidate for Avon Lake Municipal Court announcing their candidacy. So all of that at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
You know the deal by now. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram, or of course find that digital e-edition online, like Dave said, over at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, you had me kind of help pick out today's scanner story, and it is a true surprise. I know sometimes I'll peel back the curtain. We kind of reveal things beforehand just to see where we're going, but this is a total surprise this week. Where are we going for the scanner story, Dave?
Well, again, from the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, we have Dateline Lakewood, a disturbance, a report that a man urinated on the community library stand and was now standing in the middle of the road.
Oh, man. Look, if you've seen the movie Major League, right, when the manager urinates on Doran's contract, that I think that was deemed necessary given the actions from then Roger Dorn. I don't know if the library did anything to deserve this time around. I mean, maybe, but I doubt it. I doubt it. Oh, my goodness, what is happening over there in Lakewood? Oh, Dave, entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. Not the cleanest this week, but, entertaining nonetheless. And, again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues over there at the Chronicle, pick up a copy of the CT today or head online for that digital e-edition available at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you as always, my friend. Have a great rest of the week. We'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you later.